Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
It is NBC's main man for hockey, Doc Emrick. Doc, I was just talking to my nephew, Judd, who said, you are to hockey what Vin Scully is to baseball. Hi.
Judd's one of my people in all of sports. He is a wonderful broadcaster, and it's good to hear his name and yours. I was listening about 6 o'clock. How are you getting along with WGN-TV right now? You want to give that number out again?
We're just trying to get some love from them, and I just thought I'd give out their phone numbers and text numbers so people could just make unsolicited comments about what they should be doing on the TV side, but, we'll see how that goes. Let's talk about...
I hope you get some love. And Dave, it was great of you to invite me on, and go Cats. I hope as I'm talking to you, there is a high school band rehearsing across the street, marching and so forth, getting preparation for a high school football team here in eastern Michigan. So that's another heartening sign that things are moving along just like hockey.
Well, we've got game one Saturday afternoon at 2 on WGN Radio and NBC. And what do you think about the setup here for the playoffs, Doc?
Oh, it's wonderful. It'll be exciting. And it'll be, I think, some of the finest hockey. I think Patrick Kane probably said it better than anyone. He said it would be like March Madness. It's going to be frantic because for the first time since Eddie Olczyk was wearing a Blackhawks uniform in the mid-80s, we're going to have a best of five. And best of fives are frantic alone, especially when you consider that there's only been one tune-up game for these teams in the last 4.5 months. And so frantic is going to be it. And Patrick Kane and Connor McDavid had never faced each other in a playoff series before. In fact, McDavid did not play in the one game this season against the Blackhawks in Edmonton. That was the only one the Oilers won. And in the two games he did play against the Blackhawks that the Oilers lost, he didn't get a point in those games. But yet this is the most productive player in the league the last 4 years, and Patrick Kane is one of the others. So there'll be a lot of offensive potential. But how the coaches are going to do this, we don't know, because the short series is so much more important. The winner of Game 1, and we've had plenty of time to research stats, sorry. Winner of Game 1 wins 82% of the series. Only one time has the loser of the first two games come back out of 56 times in the series. It's so important to get that first game, so important. And the fact that Corey Crawford can play is enormous.
Yeah, what does his presence mean, Doc?
Without goaltending, as Eddie Olczyk often says, you got no shot. And that's not to besmirch Malcolm Subban, but he only played a fraction of a minute for the Blackhawks and didn't face one shot after coming over. And neither he nor the other two goaltenders they have in residence have any playoff experience. And Corey Crawford's been around for a couple of cups. And that presence means an awful lot. There is a question mark in Edmonton on which of their two goaltenders are going to play, whether it's Mikko Koskinen or Mike Smith. Mike Smith was splendid for Calgary last year in their series against Colorado. They lost the series, but he was probably their number one star in Calgary. And he has a history with Coach Dave Tippett going back to their time in Arizona. As a matter of fact, it was kind of embarrassing to the Blackhawks because Mike Smith was key in defeating them in a playoff series earlier in the decade. But we don't know which way they're going to go as of right now with their starter, but we sure do know which way Jeremy Colliton's going to go. It was a heartening game for the Blackhawks, that exhibition game, but you do need to consider, too, that St. Louis really had nothing invested because they're actually going to being one of the elite teams that doesn't have to play for elimination. They have three games that are still not crucial in their lives coming up. They're playing a round robin. And that's only for seeding purposes. That's not for elimination. What the Blackhawks and the Oilers are playing for is for their futures and for the Stanley Cup.
Right. I have to ask you, what's the biggest challenge for you broadcasting from afar and broadcasting apart from your partner, Eddie Olczyk?
Well, Judd and I have talked about this on the phone recently, as a matter of fact, because he's not had the challenge of calling a game off a monitor. I hadn't for a long time until Wednesday night when I had the first game between the Islanders and Rangers. One thing is the geographical distance between yourself and your partner, because Eddie will be in Stamford, Connecticut, where he has been doing Hawks games away from Pat Foley. Pierre Maguire will be actually inside the bubble and inside the glass in Edmonton, and I will be at a special studio created for me because they realize that not only do I have a cancer history, but also that I once covered Bobby Hull and Bobby Orr and Gordie Howe when he played for Detroit. So I'm a little older than the rest of the guys on the staff. So they created a studio for me here in Eastern Michigan that I'll be working from. So the challenge is not to step on one another too much, and also to calling a game off a monitor, you have to probably restrict yourself because you're used to anticipating and having that full view of the ice that you will not get. You also are limited pretty much in what you can watch at the bench areas because you often sneak a look at the bench while play is going on to see if there are replacement players coming on. Once the puck is shot in deep, you don't have that luxury because you're limited to what the TV screen will show you. I think the greatest limitation that I will know is the ability to sit next to a player in the dressing room at the morning skate and get information. And I'll miss that a lot, but we weren't getting that. Eddie and I's last game together, side by side, was at United Center on March the 11th with San Jose. And we were just starting to get those limitations that day, one day before the pause, in that we weren't allowed in either dressing room. The players were brought in, and we were all sitting en masse in a room. And so we realized the world was changing at that point. But you oftentimes not only get information, but you get fun stories when those things take place. And so I'll miss that a lot.
Well, we look forward to watching you, as always, on the job. Doc Emmerich, NBC Television Channel 5 here in Chicago, Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock, Blackhawks and Oilers, and, of course, on WGN Radio. And, Doc, since you were listening earlier this morning and know about my campaign, maybe you could work in something about our morning radio show on the NBC Television Network Saturday.
You know, stranger things have happened. I did mention Sven Gulli a couple of times.
There you go.
Cast on NBC. It just might happen, Bob.
I'll be watching for sure.
Okay.
I used to work there. Started as an NBC page. So, you know, when the boss, calls you in on that, you can use that.
I heard you talking about you and Regis having a common background.
That's
right.
Did you
go to Notre Dame, too?
I did not. I was a Columbia College guy in Chicago. Doc.
Okay, good.
It's great talking to you.
You know great hot dogs, though, Bob.
Yes.
That's all right.
I know. Don't ask me about fine wines. That's Mrs. Surratt's department. Listen, have a great series. Stay healthy, will you?
Thank you.
Great talking to you.
Thank you, Doc.
Thanks for the time, Doc.
Thank you, Dave. Ask anytime. Thank you.